think the main source of the plot, it was a promise that I made to my parents. Now, what happened is mother and dad grew up during the time the novel takes place, which is between 1918 and 1929. Mother in particular saw the destruction that the Great Depression brought to the people in Iowa, but also the lead up to it. The Depression maybe hit the heartland before it reached the cities. Well, mother had a concern for her family and how to protect them. She began to figure, what can I do to protect my family if there's a second depression? She fixed her attention on one of the farms, I'll call it Section 10. As I was growing up, she would say to me, Stu, I want you to promise me that you will never sell Section 10. What her reasoning was is that she thought that if we were hit with a second depression and I were financially, say, ruined, that I would always have a farm where I could go and live. In other words, land would be the thing I could live on and would see me through until the crisis was over. Throughout my life, clear up to almost the day she passed away, every now and then she'd say, Stu, and I'd know it was coming. I'd say, Mother, it's okay. I will not sell the farm. It went clear up to when she died. To jump to the present, I still have the farm in Audubon. And when I was thinking for a plot for the book, I thought this would be the story, except I would have it where a 10-year-old girl makes a promise to her grandfather that she'll protect the prized portion of the family property. And then the story would be how she does it.